May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 174. Jesus is precious, says the word. What comfort does this truth afford? And those who in his name believe, with joy this precious truth receive. Hymn 174.
Jesus, Christ, let us read together firstly from the Epistle to the Hebrews, part of chapter 11. The Epistle of Paul to the Hebrews, part of chapter 11. Read also the first chapter in the first Epistle of Peter, Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And lastly, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. We turn to the Epistle to the Epistle, the first Epistle of Peter, from chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, much more precious than of gold that perisheth, might be, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, and it testified beforehand. The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. We leave the reading of God's own word there. Amen. Lord, we seek that thou help us to call upon thee. Lord, we seek access. We seek grace to help in time of need. Lord, it is a time when we're reminded of coming to a king, a king. Large petitions we sometimes sing, may we bring, may we have a large petition for thy mercy, the favour of God toward us. Lord, at the end of our lives cannot be so far ahead of us, to some of us at least. So, Lord, make us what we need to be, gleaners in the field of the gospel, making our calling and election sure, gathering those handfuls of purpose. Lord, help us so to do. Lord, thou knowest the deadness that belongs to us by nature, not one changed for the better without thy grace, or no favour in our hearts to thee, but oh, we do seek the favour of God toward us, abounding grace, all that truth of it, in the word of thy truth, he giveth more grace. So, Lord, we come seeking, thou wilt help our infirmities, forgive our sins. Oh, Lord, how many they are, and yet we would not rush into thy presence, pleading that precious name and blood of Jesus. Oh, that thou wilt forgive and remember us, Lord, for good. We seek that thou wilt remember each one of us. Lord, remember those that come with burdens in their hearts, or concerning the matters of salvation, or in the way they should take, or in the providential path. Lord, go before them. Speak a word in season. May grace abound. Lord, that thou wilt supply our every need this evening. We pray that thou wilt remember those that are heavy laden. Any, Lord, that we feel to need this specially. Lord, we do seek that we may be the Lord's messenger and the Lord's message. Lord, if thou dost send a message, it will be from heaven. It will be from the highest abode. Oh, so may we be in our right place. Send the messenger of the covenant. Grant us real things in a precious Jesus. Come, Lord, and quiet deliver us from sin and unworthiness. May there be a little knowledge of Christ this evening, the friend of sinners, appointed to save unto the uttermost. Oh, we ask that thou come, Lord, and lift our hearts above all things. We would be humbly coming to thee, Lord, seeking that thou wilt forgive and remember us in our desire that thou wilt make one with us, the Saviour, one mighty to save. Lord, remember this house of prayer. Lord, we do seek that thou bless the church. Lord, thou knowest the concerns that there may be, that sweet following on to know the Lord. Those, Lord, that shall be like those strangers and pilgrims that we have read of, and those that are persuaded too, that here there is no continuing city for them. Those also that need thee, Lord, to confirm their lot and inheritance in the things of God, the kingdom of the Father. But oh, it is sweetly given unto the Son. Everything concerning that kingdom is sweetly resting on the glorious head of the church. So may we have sweet blessings from him, even Jesus. Lord, remember the young ones. Bless the Sabbath school. Hear us, Lord, for our own cause, and we have a burden and concern, Lord, that there may be not only that outward respect to thy word, but that inward knowledge of thee, Lord Jesus, right to the heart, to the soul, until there is much sweetness in that name, in the name of Jesus, until the house is filled with the odour of the ointments by thy and grace, until there is a sweet knowledge of him and there is a following on to know the Lord. We pray that thou wilt deliver us from those that may have so many views, but Lord, grant us a single eye until we may know it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. We pray for the brethren. Seek for those that bear responsibilities. Help them, Lord, and be with them. Oh, Lord, we do seek that thou wilt come now, Lord, and grant us a sweet leading in thy word. That thou wilt remember us, Lord, that we may not be left to the husky part, however it may look. Oh, we want that which we might take home, and we may have a crumb of mercy and worthy to be fed. Lord, we do seek for something that thou wilt lift us up. Thou wilt come, Lord. We have many burdens. We pray that the burden bearer himself may draw near. None less than that. Oh, the dear Redeemer. And those burdens will be nothing. As with dear Asa, which is nothing with thee to help. So, Lord, be with those that carry burdens. And we pray that thou wilt hear us, Lord, for the afflicted and bereaved. Remember us, Lord, as we desire to pray again for our land. We seek that thou wilt be graciously appearing. That thou wilt come, Lord, in the purposes of thy goodness. So deliver us. May our God arise. May the Lord appear. May we be restored as a poor land to some resemblance of a God-fearing land and a spirit of resignation. Oh Lord, we live in solemn times. Have mercy. We We desire, Lord, that thou come now and grant us that help to plead that worthy name until we may obtain the blessing. Come, Lord, grant us such a sweetness of that honey until we may have it, Lord, so much upon our lips, that honey that drops, we ask for it. We want real things. We want that thou come and be with us as a little company. Lord, in every concern, may the Lord appear. Pray that thou hear us, Lord, in those matters that are too hard for us, but cannot be too hard for thee. Help us to plough a straight furrow, looking unto Jesus. We ask that thou keep us well. Remember us, Lord, in every concern, and that thou help us to know as we are reminded it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. We ask for Christ's sake with forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Hymn number 550. My soul, rejoice and sing thy Father's glorious praise, and let his precious love employ thee all thy days. Proclaim with honour to his name that God is love and still the same. Hymn 550.
Thank you.
by the help of God, will direct you to the word of the Lord in the first epistle, General of Peter, chapter 1. The word does come so often on my mind here, verse 8 into verse 9. First epistle, General of Peter, chapter 1, verse 8 into verse 9. Whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. We may or may not have preached from this word in this year. We cannot tell, but when the word of the Lord seems to come again and again, we are bound to seek grace to hear what the Lord will say. It is on my mind to speak from these words in one part especially. That is this. Yet believing. Verse 8. Yet believing. That's really where I would seek to come. Oh, these words belong to a people that are brought to know the Lord. We read of what he says about believers. Who by him do believe in God? I know no other way to preach the word. It is God that makes the believer, isn't it? And gives him his crown. He is the author and finisher of salvation. But oh, it's this vital matter upon the earth, and the way in which God grants that rich grace, even that living faith. We need it to be living in our hearts. We're so dead. And having not seen you love, the previous verse speaks of the trial of faith. That's how we believe it comes to this word, in whom having not seen you love. It is the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that we tried with fire might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love. Well, friends, it does seem to be on my mind to speak a little to those, or for those even, that come up and cannot seem to find their bearings, or their tokens seem to be clouded over, or that they greatly fear that they're not among those that know the top stone of living faith, full assurance. The devil may take hold of the many parts of Scripture and bring them to consider that they're just not good enough, or that they're too bad. But God himself, friends, we need the gospel full of grace. It was not given to angels. Angels surely admire it, but it's sinners that know it, the joyful sound of it. There might be a little joyful sound of it this evening. It begins here, if we may say, from having not seen any love. What a great matter that is. Love begotten to sinners until they shall believe, and they shall love. Not that it is with man that he would eventually believe, and if there's enough coercion or there's enough repetition. Friends, it's what God writes in the heart, isn't it? Or what he reveals by his sweet grace. Whom, having not seen you love. What a great matter that is. I think we've been singing of it a little. The love of God, if I may just my thoughts a little. What a sweet subject. Having not seen ye love. He's speaking to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, and so on. So many of them. And yet not too many the Lord. He will call them by his grace. Friends, he will bring poor sinners to glory. It's in our text, really. He will subdue their sins. He'll bring them to know the Lord. We sweet hymn about it. We often sing. Sung it recently, many, many miles away. That sweet hymn concerning the Lord and his wonderful appointing of salvation to those that are made foreordained in the counsels of Jehovah. How is that? Friends, in Christ. A people given unto him. Indeed, no man can number them. But these are the characters that are right in our text, and having not seen you love. They were such as were elected in their head, Jesus Christ. It is contained in the gospel that such given to the Lord in the counsels of Jehovah shall be born and again and born again. Oh, to be found among them, friends. Not just outer court worshippers, if I may say, but those that they begin to love him, especially in the want of him. Something warms their heart, that is the name of Jesus. But then they've got so many infirmities, so much unbelief. Having not seen you, love. So it's a wonderful word. We think of it like this, that it is contained here, not only those that are not born to know him here below, but especially it seems to speak to me that often he is hidden. And there is much need for the Lord to return. We need to show himself through the lattice, for the Lord to come and remember his elect by showing them his love, by bringing them sweetly upon the ground of mercy to obtain a blessing. Friends, we speak of mercy in the man whom, having not seen, he loved. Oh, to gather up, friends, perhaps some this evening. But wonder if they can come in anywhere. Whom, having not seen, he loved. It's a person, isn't it, whom? Having not seen. No, not with the natural eye, but especially by the eye of faith. Maybe dim sometimes. That's not the point, is it? The apostle doesn't dwell so much there, but seems to lift up these characters, in the gospel that is. These strangers and pilgrims, that they shall hear. They're appointed to know that the Lord is still with them. That he will bring them through. Whom, having not seen, he love. It's the ground bed, isn't it? As if it's this. The hymn writer says, do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Well, whom, having not seen, you love. Oh, it's a word that belongs to the very work of faith, the blessing of it. We had to read it with you concerning the sweet word of God's grace. Maybe not seen you love. We think of it in the chapter. It's on my mind so. In the 11th chapter, it's a great list of these characters. Friends, all called by grace divine. One especially stands out to me this evening. In this sweet chapter, 11, it speaks of faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in the hearts of many characters. These ones that God has called and blessed with living faith. What a sweet chapter. Solemn chapter. Without faith it is impossible to please him. And to bury a lady of 103 once. And that was how I tried to speak. Without faith it is impossible to please him. To the living. But we had to leave many things with the Lord. And then we read here so many characters, and it may be right for me to speak of one or two of them, whom having not seen he loved. There's one part of it especially, or the chapter, these all died in faith. Or that faith possessed them. No matter what men say about it, does it? Faith that possesses poor sinners is that faith which is the faith of God's elect. They shall be mine, saith the Lord, when I make up my jewels. They're such as are sweetly drawn by his grace, and they have to come very much by the leading of the Lord, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. They're not content with this poor world. It doesn't satisfy their longing hearts. They want something more than that. But they've got wicked hearts too that would gladly settle down. When I was a boy, there used to be a house, someone named Heart's Ease. I often looked at it. No, friends, no Heart's Ease here, is there? Really? A worm at the root, death in the pot. But oh, in the word of his grace, it speaks so sweetly to those blessed with living faith. The gift of God. Read in his word of these characters, they desire a better country, it is in heaven. They've got heavenly desires. We can't say when they began to have those desires, but something has occupied their hearts, a desire to be found among the Lord's people. And that keeps them and binds them to the truth. It seems to possess them. Well, the Lord grants us some sweet entrance into the word here, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. These characters, we have them in our text. And then I want to notice, as God may help me, these character here, Moses, when he was come to years. Many come into years, aren't they? Our heart is up to the Lord for them. Especially to keep them. And to bless them. I often try to say, Lord, bless us each with living faith. The Lord send his word and grant a hedge round the ones that are growing up. They cannot get through. Or the love of God to be sweetly known, or the drawing of it to the truth and the word of his grace. We read very much here of Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance. Obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. And that's the verse that has rested somewhat on my spirit, by faith. But he went out, not knowing whither he went. What it may be, how the Lord may apply it, we leave it with him. But we need to be careful about it. There'll be evidences of calling. There'll be a knowledge of the love of God that makes us very poor in our own eyes. Prize his love. Prize his word. Not knowing whether he went. Is there any like that? Sweetly drawn by God's love. Not knowing whether he went. But then also in the future steps, we have them in God's word. Be ordered by the Lord. Sometimes an intimation, sometimes there is a promise, sometimes there is just a sweet persuasion that has to be prayed over. We have to wait upon the Lord for it. Has to be a humbling under it. There's as much done in God's purposes by waiting. I hope I know something of it. Not knowing whither he went or how it would be, or especially what the way is, or how difficult it may seem to be to discern. Not knowing whither he went. Well, we're very careful about it. Friends, it's that mysterious way of the Lord, isn't it? He empties whom he fills. He chastens and makes alive. He kills and makes alive. He works opposite to our old nature. It must be humbled, not knowing whither he went. I look at it in that respect. The Lord's purposes that ripen fast, unfolding every hour. We can't see it though. Something to believe in, set by God's most gracious help. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Some of you have walked in things. Maybe others walking in those matters. Friends, it is all to make us, the hymn writer says, sick of self and fond of him. It's not what we may parade ourselves with. Be very impious or false piety. It's that secret of the Lord which is them that fear him. Content all honour to forego but that which comes from God. Not easy to walk in, is it? It's not what man thinks about us and what we want man to approve of. It's, friends, what God's love may do in our poor hearts and our lives. Very much in the subject here. From having not seen your love. It's as if it comes to me like this, that here is something that reaches those that have got very little real evidences, as they may think and consider, or they can't seem to see things as they would. They need that heavenly eye cell. They need the Lord to come and grant a confirming word. Well, what about a kiss? And maybe not see any love. Would you love him too? The Song of Solomon speaks of it very sweetly. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. My love is better than wine. A little taste of it. Sometimes the Lord grants a sweet time of blessing and you don't want the service to close. It's something particular, isn't it, to God's love. There's abiding nature of it, a sense of it. It binds your heart and your life to his word, his truth, his house. Oh, the Lord, grant it may be so. Oh, this wonderful nature, or the wonderful truth of his love, the moving cause of salvation, the wondrous truth of it in the Father and giving these characters to Christ safely, in love, that they might love him too. But then they're given to Christ in the truth of the gospel to be brought nigh by the blood of Christ. You know, can't be brought nigh any other way, I believe. It's not their chapel going, it's not their reading, good as it is, their diligence. Friends, it's by his love, isn't it? That love that chooses poor sinners, there. Chosen in Christ, and they shall believe. Oh, I stand upon it. Doesn't mean that we're complacent about it, but it's this, isn't it? God loves first, friends. Have you had to learn it? and it draws our souls upward to love him in return. Why me? I'm such a wretch. What are those many, many miles away that have spoken to me about it? Why me? Why such a wretch? Oh, why have they been brought back? Gone astray so far, and yet sweetly drawn by love. And the truth of it has brought them among the people of God, so few. But they've got a great God. They need him too. Now the Lord bless his word here, that he may guide me. May there be some living souls that need some tokens. They can't rest on their own tokens. They need the Lord to grant a true token. The Lord to bless them, as only God can. Are you brought there? Feel this is a matter of great need. The Lord to confirm his inheritance when it is weary. I think of it like this, weary of seeking. Weary in prayer, perhaps, but with the devil. Perhaps trying the righteous. Or the whole matter is this, it needs the Lord to appear. Are there any like that? Well, the Lord help me to just limp among you this evening. Whom, having not seen you love? No, it's not the great extent of it so much, but that sweet little touch of his love. Thinking about it, if only I would bring it to my mind a little. When Jesus did he meet? Wasn't sin abhorred then? Wasn't there such a sweetness in that name that you couldn't really produce nor could speak about even? But friends, it's touched your heart, your life. And yet it needs to be maintained. Love doesn't need maintaining in that sweet grace of it. It's us that need maintaining the increase of faith and hope and love. I hope I'm understood. It's the increase, the blessing. Whom, having not seen, you love. Well, neither do I put words in men's mouths, but it's as if that's the only thing that can meet those characters that are so troubled in their heart. Am I his or am I not? It's the only thing that can convey the desire of their heart, a little touch of his love. Show me a token, Lord, for good, some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God and that my treasure is above. I mean all of it. Cost you something. Having not seen you love. So these characters are among the election of grace, and those possessed with that living faith that we've just noticed in the sweet chapter. But each one given to Christ, friends. And then with that blessing of faith as a trial of it. Some more, some less. But we read of it here, soon in the chapter here. That trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that be tried with fire. I was thinking, friends, I want to be right. It's not me just preaching the trial of it. It's he that can bring us out of the trial of it, the right side, not consumed. His compassions fail not. Your furnace might be heated up. Friends, skillful is he that brings out his people, that side bettered, as the hymn writer says, by the cross, the furnace, the truth of it. Perhaps some of you know that trial of your faith. I want to notice it in this. It's not as if we seek to speak so much of the trial of it, but he that watches over those in the furnace. The trial is known to the God, known to the Lord, and he will bring you out of it. The trial of your faith, much more precious than of gold that perishes. Let it be tried with fire, might be found. Let live in faith. That is the blessing of God. It is appointed, the trial of it, by God's wisdom, or that it might shine more, or be better known, as the hymn writer says. It might be found unto praise and honour and glory. And then it goes into our text, whom have you not seen, ye love? Not without the furnace, not without the trial, not without the seeking, not without the craving of God's mercy, not without the onslaughts of Satan perhaps, or the things that God brings that seem to be contrary to his love. Friends, it's us that are contrary to his love. The Lord will grant that love, friends, that will sweetly be known until you love him in return. And that will be enough for your crook in the law and your trial and trouble, whatever it is. Whom have you not seen? I think we could say, now you love. Experimentally. Now you love. I like that. Pointed there too. It gathers up those with that sweet help of God to love him in return. But then, what need there is for that increase? The faith and hope and love. It's in the gospel. It's not in the world, is it? Oh, it's in the hearing of the precious truths in Christ, the glorious head of grace that knows each soul's peculiar case, what sorrows their souls are born, how for sin they daily mourn, only as much as God helps them. To gather up those that say, I seem to be so short of that true grace. This is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Oh, it's in Christ, isn't it? Now, I would direct characters, as God may help me, I'm full of anxiety really, that we would not seek to bring in anything that may be God dishonouring, but the word seems to be as if it's directed. Whom have you not seen, ye love? In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing. Very often, the Lord imparts that spark or that blessing of living faith, and it surely must be tried. But it's this, isn't it? Though now you see him not. Is there anything for those that are in the depth? Though now you see him not. I've walked in things that seem to be opposite to God's love, his purposes. I had to bow under it, because he gave me more than I thought was God's will. He gave me more than I thought was God's will. It's a better matter, isn't it? It's the Lord to be with his people and to bring them through the right side of the trouble. The Lord to grant his sweet face, or the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Whom having not seen, ye love. Maybe directed to those that haven't got much, but they can't say they don't love him. It's this very often, isn't it? To desire, a desire for a desire sometimes. But I'm very careful about it. It's the heart moving by God's love to choose him in return. And whatever may be in the little lot, choose that too, if the Lord be with you. having not seen, he laughed. Now, Lord, take his sweet word and direct it more fully, though now you see him not. What about those that seem to fail and seem to have lost sight of him? Well, friends, he hasn't lost sight of you, though now you see him not. Whatever that may mean. What things may be according to the divine wisdom. We need grace to bow under it. Though now you see him not. But there are some things that we stand upon, and that's the return of the Holy Spirit. Things that we stand upon, the Lord, to have mercy and return with the favour of God, especially to Zion, and to come with that sweet power of his love, humble souls, and to love him and his house and the road even. One of the hymns speaks very sweetly about it. The road that sometimes is that road to his blessing. Think of the privilege of coming to his house. A little sweetness in the word of his grace. And now you see him not yet believing. I want to hasten to that word again. Yet believing. In another sense, that's what God uses to balance a cloud. Yet believing. We have it in the word here, by whom we believe in God, I believe. In the word of his grace. Well, can you not come in there? By whom we believe in God. Well, that's it. I need that sweet increase from him. I need the Lord to grant a double portion of his spirit. With dear feeling to be like dear Elisha. Or let me try and gather up those that seem to be at a loss and do not know which way to take. Or to this, my Saviour speed my way. Listen to what the Lord will say and hope to follow that. Though now you see him not. Or the things that seem to be opposite to the order of God's purposes. Friends, you need much grace to bow under it. Think of Moses. He had to take the serpent again, didn't he? And so the Lord was with him. I want to come a little further. Yet believing. Well, that really is what the Lord is pleased to do in sinners at hearts. They've forfeited everything, and yet he gives the power to believe. He works it. And it's only in Christ and the gift of him, isn't it? If we look at it very carefully. By whom we believe in God. In whom we believe in God. And it strikes my mind those that are troubled this evening. Well, the Lord help me to go to the Lord like that. Lord, work this sweet, blessed grace in my heart, the grace of faith. Leave not my soul destitute. Work it well. For my heart, my life, according to thy will and purpose. Friends, we do need to be kept humble and very close to the Lord. Who by him to believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. What a good word that is. Joined together, sweet graces, your faith and hope might be in God. It's the way to heaven. Oh, the Lord grants it in the wilderness journey, the way to God, the way the saints have trod down from Adam's day to this. Who by him to believe in God? I'm so poor, friends. It's as if it gets under those that say, well, I just cannot. seem to endure. I cannot seem to believe. Well, it's going to the right place, isn't it? Oh, the richness of his person. The Lord to grant that increase. We often think of Joseph and that fullness, Jacob and all the brethren. Now the Lord apply it in this way. He's not short, is he? What I was to say to you, well, go to Jesus, but he hasn't got all that you want. You say, well, I don't want to hear him again. He's got everything. It's us, friends, that need more grace. He may bring us to feel it. Another sense of it is this. Though now you see him not, and may have spoken of in many ways, we've only just hinted about it. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, I was thinking today how that might seem such a hard part to the verse. In one sense, my poor mind shrinks from the places where it is speaking so much of full assurance, and that I know when I have to try to limp along with the text. Now, it's this, friends. God brings it to my poor mind, it's this. There's heaven in our text. Here are the characters bound for it. Here are those that are sweetly entered. Rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, it needs one touch, doesn't it? Of his love. What a sweet rejoicing there is. What a taking down of the harp and the willows. Loud to the praise of Christ away. What a sweet part of the time that is when the Lord takes our sins and makes them his own. The doctrine of Calvary, isn't it? That will soften your heart and mine. Oh, the wondrous truth of it. That we might know a little of that sweet song of salvation. Much of it in the Revelation. And that sweet part of it, where there is that worthiness to him in the song. Oh, could you not, if it comes to me like this, friends, would not you be amongst the loudest of the crowd, I'd sing. Chance of sovereign grace. Having not seen your love, and now you see him not yet, believe in you, rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. If so be, the Lord might graciously come to the worst and restore a broken, a contrite heart that seems to wonder if there's any more in the Lord for you. Friends, there's plenty. It's our unbelief, isn't it? Do you believe that? That's how it seemed to unfold in my mind a little. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Well, it's with this number, isn't it, that I taught to sing his praises. Say, oh, I want to sing that sweet truth of him being the saviour of the lost, and many sweet hymns there are about it. No, it's when your heart blends with it. So I'm trying to come. Say, oh, there's something there that would set me free. Is it not the preaching of Jesus Christ? Say, oh, I do need more of his love. I need more of his precious cleansing blood. Well, does it not draw your heart to the fountain? Does it not draw you to him and his precious atoning blood that cleanses from all sin? It might have said, doubt it not. No, it needs the Lord, doesn't it? That's how it strikes me, friends. We need to be careful. And we read the word. The Lord grant a little of the sweetness in it. As the Lord takes these sinners and shows him himself. And said, show me myself, show me thyself. Well, in the law, under the law, there's nothing to bring that sweet melody in our hearts. Rather, there's that awful realization that we've sinned and come short, and there is nothing but condemnation. But, friends, it's the book open, isn't it? He turns a page, doesn't he? Read about it. There, recorded in some humble place, is that sweetness in that truth. There may I find my name recorded in some humble place beneath my Lord the Lamb. Say, ah, I want it beneath him. Or him to be all in all, putting it the other way around. Everything in him, the lost and the ruined, those that have no helper, those that fear that they will sin, and the Lord will not hearken anymore. Friends, be careful. It dishonours the head of grace, you know. Go to him, the poor sinner that has to come on mercy's ground. I think our dear friend John used to speak about it. See what poor cries and poor prayers can do. That's how it seems to rest on my mind a little. Let's go to him just as I am, said the hymn writer. That desire for the blood of Christ to be sweetly known, and who can tell? Have to be in the right way. The Lord will not bless his people when they're walking contrary. I wonder how many walk contrary today. His commandments, I must be very careful about it. It doesn't seem as if there is much love to him. I speak ever so carefully. Perhaps some will rebuke me for it. And I just preach as God may help me. It's his love first, isn't it? His track I see, and I'll pursue the narrow way. To him I view. Just turn to the 411th hymn. I must leave it shortly. Can't remember it so well nowadays. Well, it's a sweet hymn. Come, saints, and sing in sweet accord, with solemn pleasure tell this covenant, made with David's Lord, in all things ordered well, ordered well. This covenant stood ere time began, that God with man might dwell. There will I meet with thee, there will I commune with thee from above the mercy seat. Eternal wisdom drew the plan, all things ordered well. This covenant, this I want to come. This covenant, O believer, stands. Thy rising fears to quell, sealed by thy surety's bleeding hands. In all things ordered well. Do you want all things ordered well? Oh, the Lord, gather up these poor characters. The last verse is, in glory soon with Christ their King, his saints shall surely dwell. And this blessed covenant, ever sing. In all things ordered well. Sweet hymn, isn't it? I mean, for the unworthy and the lost and those that fear that their name will be left out. Friend, what think ye of Christ and his covenant? All in all things and sure. Really, there's much of the Trinity in it. And then my last few thoughts really are this. The Lord grant a sweet knowledge of the truth. I believe that will draw our hearts nearer to him. I believe he shows himself through the lattice of his word. And may the Lord grant the preaching of Christ, the sinner's friend, so much so that he suffered in their place. The just, the unjust. Friend indeed. The lost and the ruined. Haters of him too. They pierced him through and through, the hymn writer says. How true. Oh, it needs much grace upon such holy ground, doesn't it? But then, another part, take the remission God gives in his Son. Oh, how carefully, we would say. It's the living souls, not dead ones. It's going to him and seeking for that portion and that sweet blessing. One of those handfuls of purpose. The Lord to show your interest in the Saviour, the friend of the lost, and he that endured the cross, despising the shame, is now set down at the right hand of God. Oh, we believe it to be so. There to intercede, that's very much on my mind. He is risen, but oh, the sweet work above, to take those poor sinners, and to put his merits to their cries, and to bring them forth as those vessels of honour, and to be found at his right hand. The Lord grant it. There's much of heaven in our text. I would speak very carefully. I believe the Lord perfects his grace in sinners' hearts. They're ready to go. They're ready to leave this poor world. It hinders them. And they've got many sins. They need the Lord. We think of the word here as he begins to gather in. Or gather home. It's not a matter to be outside of it. Yet believing ye rejoice here and there at the name of Jesus, whereby a sweet interest in him and the banner of his love. Yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory, ineffable. Well, friends, it may seem exceedingly high doctrine, it's very much above. Poor sinners, well, it's us that need lifting up to it, friends. Be careful to say, well, the man preaches too much of heaven. Be careful. Or there's too much full assurance. Be careful. Or many have gained the victory. Sing his praises. And wet their couch with tears, as we sometimes remember. They've grown, felt to be the least, and yet they gain heaven itself. I must leave a few remarks. My desire is that we may not get above our own experience, but there's a certainly looking upward sometimes, isn't there? There's that looking unto Jesus, where he is in heaven. I think we have it in the scripture, don't we? Stephen was able to see the Lord standing to receive him. What a sweet thought. And to bring him God's right hand. I must leave a few remarks. May the Lord forgive anything amiss. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. There'll be reading services next Lord's Day. Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach on Friday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 1010. Father, whate'er of earthly bliss thy sovereign will denies, accepted at the throne of grace, let this petition rise. Hymn 1010.
Bless the dear little one with us, and all the dear children. Thou knowest our heart's desire, and with thy servant in affliction, and each one of them, we do pray for our friend especially, at Earthenborough. And do take us now into thy care and keeping, and leave not our souls destitute of thy love. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. Amen.